You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, you know, college kids are graduating here in the next few weeks. And there's a story out right now that says maybe they are just a little over-enthusiastic about how much money they're going to get paid. So they went out and surveyed thousands of college students, and they said, what do you expect to make in your first year? And the average that they listed was $103,000.
Well, that's high. I guess it depends on the industry, maybe, even.
It does, but no matter what the industry, it's still, for the average, they were off by more than $50,000. That's how much of a dreamland they're living in.
Them in their classes?
The average is just over $50,000 for starting pay. It depends, obviously, on what your degree is in, but even computer science and engineering students are starting out in the 70s, not $103,000.
No, not at all.
But you'll quickly get there. By the way, on the flip side, students with communications degrees.
Gulp.
The one that I have bashed for years. Average starting salary of $56,000.
Look at that.
If you have a kid who's a humanities student, those will start out at $51,000. The good news, Jeremy, good news.
Yes.
There are more jobs available this year than there have been in many years. I mean, like, even for like 2020, 2021 graduates, jobs were kind of tough to come by. Now they say you can find
so many jobs. I just saw a stat this morning that said there's two jobs open for every one person looking for employment right now.
Really?
Yeah. So you can find something. You'll get scooped up.
Maybe that's why they think some of this pay is going to go up. Maybe they're factoring that in to their over-enthusiastic expectations.
Like, just hire me. I'll make you an offer. I'll make you an offer.
For those of you who are big fans of Meg Ryan and all of her wonderful, beloved romantic comedies, let's see, When Harry Met Sally, Sleepless in Seattle, You've Got Mail. I loved, personally, Joe versus the Volcano. A lot of people thought it was too weird. Anyway, she hasn't made a rom-com in like something like 14, 15 years. She's coming back.
Whoa.
I was reading the synopsis of her new rom-com that she's starring in with David Duchovny.
Okay.
Remember him from
X-Files? Another throwback. Yeah.
Yeah. The movie is called What Happens Later. Jeremy, it's about exes. So they've split up. Who are forced to reunite when they get snowed in at an airport.
Beautiful.
That
it's
is a rom-com if I ever heard one.
Take me on the tarmac, I wish they called it.
That's the subtitle.
Yeah.
The official synopsis is, what if late one snowy night you came face to face with someone from your long ago? Someone who once held your secrets, because once, long ago, that person held your heart.
Aw. She should
stay retired.
It's a special
skill to write those things, isn't it? Blurb writing.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you just can't wait, you have to. It doesn't come out for another year, but in 2023. Now, here's a story that I find interesting. How old is Nicole now? Is she officially 40?
Yeah, she's 40.
40. He went out and surveyed women to find out how much they're thinking about sex.
Oh.
Women between the ages of 40 and 60, according to the survey, spend almost a quarter of their day thinking about that.
It's gonna get hot. It's gonna get steamy.
They say, they're like, in the story they write, women over 40 are now as bad as teenagers.
All right.
So, 24% of their waking hours are spent thinking about that.
I'm still waiting for that to come into my world.
The poll also asked women to name the most sexually satisfying decade of their lives.
Ah.
And about half of women who are now in their 50s said it was when they were in their 30s.
Okay.
So
sexy, sexy.
What's going on? What else is trending?
I guess the biggest trending celebrity news this morning, you're probably seeing video of this everywhere, is Dave Chappelle last night was attacked on stage while he was doing a show at the Hollywood Bowl. Cell phone video shows a man running across the stage tackling Chappelle while he was doing his act. Reports are saying that this wacko had a gun and a knife. However, they were not used in the attack. The guy tried to escape. Dave's entourage tackled him. And get this, actor Jamie Foxx jumped out of the crowd or something and helped apprehend this guy as well. Hmm. Looks like he was maybe roughed up a little bit backstage. He had to be taken away in an ambulance. But extremely scary situation. I don't know if this is going to become a thing now where comics are attacked on stage, and it's horrible if it is, but...
How did the guy get into the Hollywood Bowl with a gun and
a
knife? That's what I want to know.
Who knows, but scary night for Dave Chappelle. NASA's trending this morning. NASA wants to make all the aliens really horny. NASA scientists plan to launch pictures of naked humans into space in the hopes of luring aliens to us. Mm. The little depictions will also include an invitation to respond should an intelligent alien race find our space nudes. Now, they're not graphic pictures. They're like little drawings. They're like little pixelated drawings of a naked man and a naked woman next to each other. With a depiction of DNA. And they look really friendly and really inviting. They're both waving. They're like, hi, we're friendly. And look at our friendly genitals. Here we are. Come find us. And that's going into space. Not the first time they've sent nudes to space, but what's that?
No, I think it was on the Voyager spacecraft, too. Weren't they doing little pictures of us?
Yeah, and a little record or something on there that they put.
I always love the arrogance of our species. That we are like, these pictures are friendly photos. You don't know. It could be a society somewhere where waving is the same thing as giving a double middle finger to somebody.
Could be.
So we assume that they're friendly photos because we're waving. What if you just insulted their mothers?
And forget the hand and the wave. What if the pee-pee ding-ding is incredibly insulting?
It could be.
To these space aliens.
The wave could be almost like their sign language for, we are coming to attack you.
Yep.
And so these space aliens now defend themselves.
We have a smile.
Smiling could be the same as, I'm going to eat you.
You don't know.
We are arrogant. We don't know what other species think.
I guess the big takeaway, naked people in space.
Okay.
Off into the universe. New study out this morning finding the way that your bed is facing could be affecting your health. It claims that if your head is facing east or south, you're more likely to have a healthy resting heart rate, low cholesterol, and low blood pressure. Is that you?
Yeah.
Are you facing east or south?
My bed faces northwest. So I'm exactly opposite.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of... No, I'm southeast. I'd be south... No.
This is like old feng shui stuff, right?
It's like feng shui, but anyway, yeah. I guess
this is also from the Maharishi International University, so...
Whoa.
Which is in Iowa, of all places.
I thought it was coming out from like Beautyrest or something.
How is the Maharishi International University in Iowa?
Yeah, that's weird.
Shouldn't that be in India?
You would think. Pets are trending this morning. Somebody polled pet owners to ask them this question. If you could be your pet for one entire day, what would be the first thing that you'd do? The number one answer people gave was just to play all day, run around, just have some fun.
Sure.
Sleeping was next. And rounding out the top three was relaxing in your favorite spot.
Yeah.
And number four was licking your own butt.
It's gonna get hot.
Yeah.
Tell me.
What would the aliens interpret that to mean?
That might be extremely friendly behavior.
That could be.
All right, let's do some clickbait action.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. There's this thing going around on the old Tiki Talkie right now called the Sprite Challenge, where you chug an entire bottle of soda, Sprite, without gagging or burping, and then you try to hold back the burps. But the one that's gone viral this morning is this young lady that did it, and then she burped, and she sounded like demons were coming out of her. I happen to have the little clip. Here you go.
Wow.
It's a burp.
Well, it's the exorcist come to real life, I guess.
You can have more of that delicious entertainment on our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.